Hey, we got J.R. Richardson back on the horn here with us. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. I'm snowed in. I can barely see the tip of the tail on my chihuahua, so I know it's winter.
Well, I don't even know what you're referring to for a chihuahua. I'm hoping that's a dog, but...
Chico, the 21-pound chihuahua.
That's got to be a world record.
Some people, the veteran, the vet says it doesn't look like he's adopted, is all I know.
Yeah, remind folks where you're at. Where are you snowed in at?
I'm up in White Pine, and I hunted up in Victoria this year, and the weather was nice. We had one pretty nasty storm in there where the deer moved, but other than that, we didn't have much snow until about a week ago. Once it started, it hadn't quit. So.
How'd your deer camp do, and what's your overall take on this deer season?
Well, last year, we hunted up in Victoria, and last year was the first year four of us hunt that none of us shot a deer. We saw a few smaller ones, but we didn't shoot them. And this year, we hunted. I saw a four-pointer, and I didn't shoot it because I didn't, I just was going to let it grow. But the good news is one of our camp partners' granddaughters, Hallie Floyd, shot a four-pointer. That was her first deer. She was 10 years old, so in a mentoring program. So that was pretty awesome, actually. So as it worked out, it was a perfect deer season,
Good, good.
There wasn't a lot of deer up where we are, and we're in pretty heavy snowfall country, and we could use another mild winter, but I don't know if that's coming our way. So I'm going to just put more emphasis on our habitat work that we've been doing, but... And, I'm talking to people, I'm sure, I don't know how it was down around Marquette, but, people put a lot of hours in the woods, and there just generally was less deer around. Some people shot some beautiful animals, but in general, there was a lot less deer than people are used to seeing.
Yeah, I would concur with that statement, definitely.
Right.
We did hear about some good ones, and I do want to talk to you about a couple of things today, though. One, if we could get into the discussion about the last NRC meeting. We've been kind of trickling along here the last year, talking about center fire cartridges at night for coyotes. And apparently that went through, hey?
That went through, and we were talking about what we were going to put for caliber, and we ended up putting 269 caliber or smaller, or shotgun with loads other than buckshot, larger than number three slugger cut shell. So, and then with no limit on night optics, and you can't hunt on state game land or state parks, so... the only thing I could think of that was large that would have a big effect on would be the Porcupine Mountains up here, but I can understand why they, want people not night hunting on state parks, so I really don't have any heartburn with that. Most of the state game areas are downstate, so...
Right, right.
I think all of them are, actually, so...
I bet you that was obviously, the biggest thing that they were worried about, downstate, below the bridge, so even that could be addressed at a later date at some point if anybody feels really inclined to sort of amend that.
Obviously it's safety first, and we want to do, obviously wanting to have the fair taking of game and make it as humane as possible, therefore allowing larger caliber equipment and center fire, but also we want to, our number one priority is safety. I think it's going to work out good. We had a lot of work done in how other states, when they do that and how they do it, and they haven't had any accidents related to that we could find, and we're going to go on with this, and I think, if you look at the things that are, affecting our population, and obviously coyotes are a big factor in that, so managing them is a big issue.
We'll continue with J.R. Richardson from the NRC, complete our talk about the new regulations for hunting with center fire cartridges for coyotes at night, plus find out and clarify what does it mean by unlimited optics with this new measure. And we're going to switch over then and talk about the new CWD task force here in the UP and find out more about that. So hang around for the rest of this conversation later this hour right here on the Outdoor Show.